Oh my god. Oh my god, it's you.
It's me.
I thought I killed you.
You should have known better than to try and kill me.
I left you in that easily escapable room.
And an attempt on my life would only give me the one thing that makes me unstoppable. Attention.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a chance for you to do like a I Want song.
Oh, Austin, if you think I need someone else to cue me up for an I Want song, you haven't been paying attention.
But Dan, what could you possibly want out of all this?
Don't try to lead me into a big musical moment.
But Dan, what could all of this mean? And how would you explain it to me in 2 to 3 minutes?
3 to 4, buddy. This is the stage. This isn't the cut for the album. This isn't the cut for the album. We're going to have the dialogue break in the middle. We're going to do the whole goddamn
thing. Okay. Yeah, I do need those because I get so tired of all that music.
Yeah, we'll have a dialogue break in the middle, and then just before the end, there'll be a brief dance break before I bring it on home. You've seen me perform more than almost anyone alive. How can I possibly get this through to you? Like, how do you not know this already?
I have probably seen you, because I need to show the world what you've done.
Gotcha. Wait, yeah, are you just bearing witness to my theatrical crimes?
Yeah, the one-man show you did in Rwanda was tasteless. Living it up at the... I won't do it, but you know what you did.
Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
Well, hello. Austin, I am at some point going to unfortunately do a one-man show. That is Hedwig was close.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You had that other guy up there.
I did have my boy Finn. We were a terrible twosome up there, but doing that proved to me 90 minutes where, you know, I sang all the songs save one, mm-hmm. and even that one I didn't sing, I came in to do backup at the end. And yeah, all the dialogue except for a couple of lines. So I now know I can do it, and I have...
Right.
I'd be lying if I told you I hadn't been writing a few things down based on recent life events and stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I need
Is it my left foot? Because I already done that one.
No, but I need you to know that Cameron Faring, friend of the show, has been encouraging me to do
enemy
this for
me.
Years. For years.
That's why he's the enemy of me, is because he's encouraging you.
You want to know what the title of my one-man show is?
Shitting and farting through life.
No, that's not what it is.
You're so bad at receiving creative feedback and direction.
Farting through life. Gassy.
Oh, you're right. They're already done.
Yeah,
that
exactly. I can't do farting through life. Come on.
The scatological parody of Wicked.
Mm-hmm. Bowen Yang's already a person, Austin. Come on.
I keep forgetting that.
I know. No, you want to know what it's going to be called?
Regale me.
And this is like 100% not a joke. This is like for real. I need you to know that.
Well, we like to explore the real on this podcast.
I will one day do a one-man show called Dan of Green Gables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where it's just the same thing, but with you?
No, I want you to think of Oh Mary, but bad.
So, Oh Mary, take that show.
you don't know Oh Mary?
I know Oh Mary, Where Art Thou? The Bible parody of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Wait, what?
It's just Mary. It's Mary trying to find a manger for the whole movie. It's bad.
No.
Which is weird because they had some gospel songs in the soundtrack, so you think that that'd be enough for them? But no, they gotta get their fingerprints in there. Anyway, you were saying.
Well, now I'm just thinking about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, but instead of being a retelling of the Odyssey, it's a retelling of the Bible, which is not something
Dan,
that I would want.
Dan of Constant Sorrow, is that anything?
I am a Dan of Constant Sorrow. That is the truth.
Good. I need you that way so I can harvest your precious adrenochrome.
You do know Oh Mary, right? It's the one, well, not a one-man show, but practically. It's a play that was written by and starring Cole Escola. You know Cole Escola, the comedian.
Cole Escola.
He did the, or Escola, I don't know. He was on At Home with Amy Sedaris. He was on At Home with Amy Sedaris. He did the drag part. He was always in drag.
Oh, I don't do a whole lot of comedy stuff. Mostly just podcasts by alpha males is what I'm into.
So he plays Mary Todd Lincoln. I'm not biting on that one, Austin. I'm not biting on that
Ah,
one.
God damn you.
Yeah. He plays Mary Todd Lincoln.
There's a new show on Netflix I'm really into. You going to bite on that one?
Nope.
I'm trolling this line.
I know, Austin.
I got and some all juicy grubs
all,
on
all
the hook.
All you're going to catch is a boot.
Don't you threaten me with a good time.
I know it's just something else for you to lick, you fucking fascist.
I love alpha males and I love authoritarian governments, baby.
Yeah.
You bit on that one a little bit.
Yeah, don't.
All right, it's about Mary Todd Lincoln.
It's about Mary Todd Lincoln. I'm going to try.
You passed my test of discipline.
I'm going back to New York next month and for my friend's wedding, and I'm going to try to see O'Mary while I'm there. I'm excited to see
it. Okay.
Yeah. Titus Burgess is doing the role right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Titus.
More than Andronicus?
Oh, is that the same guy?
No. One's a play by Shakespeare. No, you're thinking of the animated feature film Titan AE.
Oh, that is. Yeah, yeah. When they had that entire feature film animated movie in Kimmy Schmidt, I was like, wow, it's really stealing the show in a literal sense.
It's a combination of CGI and hand-drawn, Kimmy Schmidt. Where have you been? Living in a bunker?
It was groundbreaking and underappreciated at the time. It flopped alongside Treasure Planet, which was also groundbreaking. Kimmy Schmidt.
I loved Treasure Planet.
You would, you pervert.
Oh, did you not like Atlantis, The Lost Empire? Are we just not going to talk about these, like, it's not even like Disney Dark Ages, but when they were like, kids don't like musicals anymore.
We'll give them some young adult, mostly just energy blasts.
You know what's interesting, though? Like, when you look at the timing, Avatar The Last Airbender coming out in 2003, 2005, right in there.
Closer to the moon landing than today.
Yeah. No, things like Titan AE, Treasure Planet, Atlantis, it's not the same by any stretch, but it was trying to scratch a similar sort of action-adventure-y itch.
Right.
That I think kids were primed for, but they made one fatal mistake with Titan AE, with Atlantis The Lost Empire, and with Treasure Planet, which is they forgot to add anime.
It didn't animate it enough.
See,
yeah,
the kids do want the action adventure, but they want it. They want.
But they need
anime.
Bright colors to keep them distracted, like jingling mm-hmm. keys. I've always said.
And
this.
I thought that they almost got that with Big Hero 6, but they didn't quite. They didn't quite make it anime enough.
Yeah, it was too. It was too CGI.
Yeah, no, I do feel like that is the big missed opportunity for Disney as an animation studio in the 21st century is not acquiring. An anime studio similar to their Pixar acquisitions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They could do it. Like,
listen, here, Disney. You don't need my help. You don't need my help.
The guy that's in charge of Studio Ghibli, they could get him in a big sack, and no one would stop them. They're too powerful.
Well, I think that there is a relationship with Ghibli, but all they need to do is a Kingdom Hearts anime, and they'll make all the money. They'll make all the money.
Yeah. But do that thing where you still have to go through like a bunch of weird backlogs of lore through like a Game Boy Advance game, and like a live concert they did in 2007. And like, I'm guessing a series of flyers they'll distribute throughout the city. It's almost like an ARG, except somehow more tedious.
Yeah, more tedious, less creepy. And the YouTube summary videos still do extremely well.
More popular than the games themselves.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a YouTube summary video of an ARG? I mean, you're not human.
Who doesn't like a five-hour summary video from H-Bomber Guy?
Welcome back to Nightmind. Today, we're talking about the Kingdom Hearts anime.
Part 1 of 18.
Yep. Yeah, if you can find a way that incorporates a live stream element. No, I don't know why we don't have, like, real Disney anime. At this point, it just seems like for a company that will commercialize anything and will absolutely whore itself out in any meaningful way to make a buck. Like, you know, Star Wars Visions, great to have all the different animation studios take a stab at something in the Star Wars universe. Mm-hmm. Excellent results. I don't know why. Well,
I do know why, actually, because remember, I was going to say, because remember that movie that was live action and it had that robot girl with the big anime eyes that we were all terrified of?
Alita Battle Angel?
Yeah. Battle Angel. They saw that and were like, well, we're Disney. Obviously, we only do live action stuff now. And so we can do a live action anime and maybe we'll make all the money off of that. Then they saw how bad Battle Angel did and they're like, oh, no, we can't do anime.
No, I think it's simpler than that. Forget about the live action component. Look at just their animation capabilities. Austin, what has Disney single-handedly been responsible for creating the in American mainstream culture?
Faking the moon landing.
Close. Furries. They're already responsible for furries because of anthropomorphic animals. They've done that
with Robin Hood. Yeah.
They already done that. So they can't really do anime. Because they would have to lean so much further into that in a way where it would become undeniable. Right now, if Bob Iger was held up before Congress and there was a congressional testimony required of him to talk about, hey, where'd all these furries come from? We need to hold Disney accountable for everything they've animated.
It would almost be worth the fascism we're careening into if that happened.
Now, Mr. Iger, I'm going to put up an image here.
Litter boxes in the high schools.
I'm looking here at this here beast, and this character of yours is overpowering. He's gigantic. He's clearly an alpha, and he is going to seduce a human woman. What kind of message does that send to children? When you have an animal like this, a powerful, strong, masculine animal, clearly an alpha, who could impregnate any omega that he wanted, but he's with a female woman. What is that teaching our children, Mr. Iger?
Well, Miss Taylor Greene, I think.
I will say, Bob Iger, sweater icon. That man has cardigans for days.
Rocks a sweater?
He is a cardigan king. And
is he one of those billionaires that tries real hard to look like he's not one?
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to do a sport coat. Doesn't want to do a suit. The cardigan is the... And I've clocked how expensive his cardigans are. He has very nice cardigans. I have sweater envy of Bob Iger. I'll say it. You know, people are like, oh, you hate billionaires because they're rich. No, I mean, once I got sweater rich, I'd be happy. And you don't need to be a billionaire to be sweater rich. You don't even need to be a millionaire to be sweater rich. Like if you made $150,000 a year, you could be a sweater pimp. You could be an absolute sweater god. The sweater drip, like I the only wealth and status that wealth could really give me would be original art. From artists that I like and knitwear.
Okay. And now, you know me, it's not an option for me because I have too many drippings and a nice sweater is dry clean only. And I frankly, it's not in the budget.
Well, I mean,
no matter how much I make, it's always X plus one on account of the drippings.
I mean, you have that coat that you've worn to death that I really like that is dry clean only, and you've never gotten it dry cleaned and it's only a little crunchy.
True. Yeah.
Is that a new shirt? Have I seen that shirt before?
For those listening at home, I got a third shirt.
Oh.
From Amanda, because she always gets, I tell her I own the two shirts, and she gets more and more sad about that until I get a third shirt.
Yep. You keep this up, you could have a fourth shirt by Christmas. Make her sad, Austin.
Well, I mean, see item one on account of the drippings. My shirts don't last long.
Yeah.
No follow-up? No?
No.
Inside the actor studio vis-a-vis drippings.
Austin, much like a turkey to my vegan ass, I have no interest in your drippings. Don't mean nothing to me.
You're not even a little interested in turkey drippings?
Why would I be?
It's got to be a forbidden fruit, right? Because I know how much you love diarrhea, so I'm guessing like It's always right there in front of you.
Austin, you are confusing by terrible, you know, body image issues and weight loss things that I've tried with a love of diarrhea.
Have you tried a spoonful of milk? It'll clean you right out.
You know, I did get accidentally poisoned a few weeks ago. I think I told you about that, where I had about a spoonful of milk.
Yeah, it was in the show, and you can have that whenever you want.
Yeah, I know I can, Austin. Just a little bit of milk, and gets it right out of there. Clean as a whistle.
You turn into more, I guess, just a human water balloon for a little while.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just, it's not a comfortable thing. It's not something I want to do.
Yeah, which I guess brings me to my pitch, because we've established you love diarrhea so much.
Really don't. Don't care for it, not one bit.
And we've established that milk makes you blow up like a big balloon. I think you see where this is going.
No.
We sort of fansly you into an inflation community. Make our money that way.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Popdan.gov.
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 Weirdly, Doge added this one.
Yeah, they said it was worth any price, and we're the only thing they're giving money to.
Oh, did you see that Musk is probably stepping down?
What? No. Why? Mm-hmm. He did such a good job.
He's just losing too much money. He can't take the heat. He's got to get out of there. But, oh my God, Austin, we haven't talked about the Signal group chat yet.
Oh, the one that I was recently invited to,
where you thought that it was a Call of Duty Modern Warfare thread and got way too into it.
Sometimes it is. They talk about other stuff too.
Yeah,
me and Pete Hegseth, we go way back. We were Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Me and him, baby. We prestiged like 10 times.
Yeah, I mean, it would explain some of the slurs in there.
Hell of a partier, that guy.
Oh God, what an embarrassment.
Why?
No, I just, like, everybody...
He said he was going to stop drinking, Dan. It's fine.
I've always... Well, and clearly we can trust him under oath. He's proven that. No, the liberal outrage of, like, this from the But Her Emails crowd. Oh, interesting. I'm like, guys, they don't care. They don't care. Yeah. They don't care about hypocrisy. If they cared about hypocrisy, that would require A, moral background and backbone and fortitude, and B, for them to want to discuss the past or anything aside from just the next distraction, the next atrocity. Yeah, yeah.
When was the last time a politician resigned because they did something horrible and shameful?
Probably the aughts. Like, honestly.
There was that one guy who went, yeah, at a rally, and obviously.
Now, Howard Dean went on to become the head of the DNC. He was the head of the Democratic Party.
He didn't commit
ritual
suicide for becoming too popular.
No, there was another guy who...
This must be a Mandela moment, because I remember him, you know, sitting on his sitting and then like slicing his belly open with a samurai sword. Are you sure that didn't happen?
No. Was it John Edwards? Am I making that up?
Which one did what one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. John Edwards. Extramarital affair and fathered a child while his wife was dying of cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's normal. How else is going to continue the line?
Right. U.S. Senator, yep. Democratic vice presidential candidate. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't making this up. Yeah, John Edwards. Yep. They're all so bad.
Well, no, that's what's expected, because you got to...
No. I don't like it.
No shit. I never thought about that.
There you go.
But Dan, when you systematically like remove the rights from people, you got to like agree with that, right? You got to just go like, oh, we got to do that.
No, I mean, the rolling over and showing our bellies to fascism that every institution is doing in this country is it's not surprising. You know, we can get mad at the Republicans for just going along with Trump, but when every government agency, every journalistic institution, many nonprofits and public policy places, everyone's just rolling over out of absolute.
Yeah, I guess what I'm
saying
is, like, as the world backslides into darkness and human life becomes worth so much dust in the wind, the correct response to that, sort of from what I've gathered just observing the world around me, is to say, shucks, we'll get them in the midterms.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, the distraction, the absolute horrors, the terrible bullshit. Like, I am strangely optimistic in my own local community and seeing people show up for each other and create mutual aid networks and really double and triple down. I'm going in about an hour to go sing for a fundraiser for the Zach, which has done, you know, been a fantastic space for artists. You know, after that, I'm going to a house party at someone's house who has set up monthly parties at their place for people to just gather and not be so terrified. Like, it's just creating a safe space for people to, you know, dance it out and feel a little less awful about things.
And I guess what I'm saying is, how about instead of that, right? Like, instead of embracing human resilience, embracing the kindness in your own heart.
Sure.
You start a small business where you like sell gutters or some shit, and then you can be the king of your own tiny kingdom. Right? Anyone that works for you, you can make their lives as bad as you want.
You know, Austin, if you had spoken to me 20 years ago, you maybe could have gotten me on board with that vision. But unfortunately, I am now someone who has seen the Sailor Moon musical, and I know the power of friendship and love.
I'm glad you brought that up, because
you cannot convince me that anything other than the power of friendship and love can stand up and win against encroaching darkness.
So it's accurate to say you've been radicalized by a Japanese language musical with the subtitles projected overhead.
They're called super titles when they're overhead like that, you motherfucking idiot.
I'm such a natural top. I'm such a natural dom that any titles are subtitles to me.
Austin, you are a top in...
I'm a passive-aggressive top. In that my methods of control are not overt, yet they are devastating.
Passive aggressive top.
You're not going to bounce on it crazy style? I guess you don't have to, but like, what are we doing here?
Wow. No, just people usually want to throw it back. I don't know.
People just usually want to throw it back. Maybe this is like a you thing. I'm not judging.
Cool. Like, so... Yeah, I guess I was just confused by your text. I thought that we were here for back shots, but I guess we can do whatever this is.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd have told me this was going to be amateur hour, I would have brought, like, I guess some knee pads for you or some shit. But, you know, whatever you're capable of, that's where you are.
You know what's awful, dude? Yeah, I guarantee you there's someone listening who's like, yeah, I dated that guy.
Yeah, this is...
I'll bet you any sum of money.
Yeah, somebody is this guy.
Yeah. No,
he's right here, baby.
I will get a text from my sister.
So yeah, what do we go out on? What's the message of hope? Because mine was again to become a small business tyrant. That's my advice for the listeners: is to participate in fascism in your own tiny way.
I'm gonna go plant plants. I was given heirloom bean seeds. Now don't worry, I didn't pay anything for them. I did trade a cow, but
that was our only cow, you idiot. Now how are we gonna survive the harsh winter?
Again, Austin, don't eat meat and I don't drink milk. That cow was just a burden to me. I came out ahead.
I was gonna cut it open, sleep in it like a goddamn tauntaun. I'm gonna die now.
Austin, I love you, buddy. I've never been concerned about you getting too cold and dying.
Well, yeah, and neither was I, because we had the cow. Now we have three. I'm not gonna sleep in the beans, idiot.
It's not gonna get that cold anymore, Austin. This was the coldest winter we're ever gonna have.
No, you're right. You're right. Actually, yeah.
They're only gonna get less cold from here on in.
Yeah, it was 80 in Billings yesterday.
In March.
I mean, it might snow tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all gonna die. Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.